Amazon account.
Do I?
I don't have an Amazon account. I need to get a... I said a microwave.
I don't have a Netflix account, Amazon account, Spotify account.
Wait, you don't have an Amazon account?
No. As in that Prime account.
Oh, right.
No, I don't have Prime.
Neither do I.
I have Netflix, though, and Spotify. How do you not have Netflix or Spotify?
So I don't pay for it.
Oh, so who pays for it?
My cousin. Cousin Storm.
Yeah, your account is done now.
What are you talking about?
You're not allowed to share.
Since when? Is that some new policy or something?
Yeah, of course. For Netflix, for sure, yeah.
The only thing I pay for that's like those sort of sites is Disney Plus. I think, yeah, Disney Plus, that's about it.
Mm-mm.
I don't even use it. My mum uses it. My sister uses it.
That's what the Netflix for me. I don't watch nothing. I ain't watched Netflix for God knows how long. Unless someone told me, let's watch a film. Then other than that, no. I don't watch Netflix.
There's a new film on Netflix, actually. Michael Fassbender. Bez, have you seen it?
It's ass.
Swear down.
Yeah, I mean...
Swear it's down. It's
ass, bro.
It was gassing it up because my man produced it. David Fincher,
yeah. It's ass, bro.
Swear. Not worth it.
I would, nah. It's not worth it.
Like a standard action film, innit?
It's just, yeah. What did it remind me of? I was watching it. It reminded me of something. It's like your standard, like...
Taken.
Something like that. Like, you know, you got the main character who's like a cold-blooded assassin, has no emotion. That's just
Revenge arc or something.
Yeah, something like that. Just
someone's so done
standard.
Him wrong.
Yeah, just yeah, so yeah, standard.
Yeah, I hear it.
Nah, man, it was not good still.
You don't know my takes on movies anyway, so... Even this Hunger Games...
No, Hunger Games is different.
I don't really care to watch it, you know.
But you watched the first one, now, as in the Jennifer Lawrence one.
The very first one that ever came out, yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah, but I haven't watched anything else after.
No, the other ones are arse, can't I?
No, so, they're good.
Come on, there's no action in any of them.
It doesn't always have to be action.
Come on, it's Hunger Games, man. Nah, look at the nature of Hunger Games.
They don't always
bro.
Have to be action, man. And Told there is man, action in
every
them.
Man for himself.
There is action.
So in is this one? Is this one?
This like is a prequel. This is a prequel.
Yeah, this one's
so set
like
before 60 the first
years
one.
Before.
Yeah,
the first one.
Mm. So I don't need to know the. Obviously, I don't mean that means
you
I don't.
You just
need
got
to
know like the outline, sort of.
You don't need the outline. Watch the first one.
If you ain't watched it, it's not that deep, really.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like, so I don't need to have watched anything to know to be able to watch this one.
Nah, not really. Nah. You enjoy it regardless. I think from the trailer, I feel like anyone could have.
I didn't watch the trailer. Is I feel like I saw who's the one that
Viola Davis.
That's crazy that you know who I'm talking about.
Come on, man.
But yeah, her. Is that match today?
Mm-hmm.
Who's playing?
England,
Malta.
But they're always playing like these next Moldova, Malta, Macedonia.
Yeah, that's their group, isn't it, for qualifiers.
Who's playing? I don't even watch international ball, you know.
Neither do I.
Unless it's competitive. Euros, World Cup, Nations League, maybe. Other than that, I'm not really involved, man. Everton got handed that 10-point deduction.
Yeah, that was peak.
Quickly,
though.
Straight down to 20.
40-1. Sorry, continue.
Bro.
Just continue.
Straight down to 20th. Or 19th. That's peak. What, joint on points, they're 20th, joint of Burnley.
Yeah, but it's not going to be tough for them, on Bureau.
Really?
It won't, man.
You don't think?
Who's in the bottom? Sheffield.
Burnley
and...
No, Luton out.
No, they're not. Who's bottom three? Who's
when
the third
Luton
one?
Drew to Liverpool, I'm pretty sure they stepped out of it. I'm pretty sure. I know Burnley's in there, Sheffield's in there. I'm sure Luton jumped. It's probably going to be like a... who's down there?
Yeah, it's Luton, Sheffield and Burnley.
So who's going to jump out when Everton drop? Who's 17th? 18th?
Yeah, it will be Luton that comes out, but like all three of those teams are terrible. Like they will Everton will win a couple games because they've been doing decent.
Oh, you don't think they'll get relegated?
Who, Everton?
Yeah,
no.
I think they'll be fighting.
No,
they'll be.
Wait,
fighting,
what's
bro.
The bottom? What's the bottom 3 points on?
Luton's on 6, Sheffield's on 5, and then Burnley's on 4.
So Everton will only go down to 2.
They'll go down to four.
They've got 14 points right now.
You said they're going to be fighting.
Okay.
They're not fighting, man.
Okay. Wait, who do you say against Sheffield, Burnley and who?
Luton.
Who do you think they're better than?
All three of them.
They're worse than a lot of teams, bro.
All three.
They literally just picked up a result against
them. Yes, if they're like 16, 17, they're fighting. That's fighting.
But they got on 4 points,
they're 14th, and yeah, they're not doing terrible.
That's 4 points.
Like, Fulham are below them. Nottingham Forest are below them.
Well, and they're on 4 points?
No. Like, right now, on 14 points. They're on 14.
They'll come out of it, but
so where's that in the league?
14th.
14th.
They're on 14 points or 4.
They're not getting relegated.
They're not getting relegated.
I didn't say they're getting relegated. I said they're going to be down there fighting, but I might be wrong in it. I don't know. We got them next, innit?
Mm.
After the break. That's going to be, mate.
You have Everton?
Yeah.
Ah.
Then.
I thought it was Newcastle, no?
Everton first, then Newcastle, then Chelsea.
I think,
yeah.
Easy money.
Who did you? Oh, you better have seen it. What day is that? 6th of December. No, I wanted to go to that game.
That's no. My bet with him is the
season.
Yeah, season's done.
Well, that's my bet then. That's my bet with
That's a bill. No, your bet with Ayo is
to win the game.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah.
That's a pink.
The pink
still. I won't forget that, bro. I wouldn't forget it either. I want you to transfer.
I'm there, bro. 6th or 8 o'clock Wednesday night, midweek ball.
You wanted to go to that.
Huh?
You want us to go to that?
I thought it was on a weekend. If it was on a weekend, I would have considered that 100%. We even said it in a group chat.
Yeah, that's myth. I would have never gone to that.
What? Manny weekend?
No. Wow. A weekend, yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not midweek. Not just for the
what
game.
Week? What's the date of that match?
6th.
Of December. I might take that week off work.
Again. Oh, there's another event on that week, innit?
For who?
For Deal.
No, that's next week.
What? That's 25th. Something's happened on the 10th. Oh, that podcast, Bear Podcast, performing. I sent it to you, remember?
Is it?
Yeah.
When is the date of that?
10th.
The court that in Croydon?
Yeah.
I'm all right, I don't think it is, but...
Box Park.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think it is, but maybe. I could be wrong, like...
I could be wrong as well, mate. I'm just double checking.
I don't remember. I haven't booked out that schedule then anyway, so...
I don't even know what to search for. Flipping out. Sanity,
what's it to do with again? Oh,
it's like a live show. Just
yeah, but like it's a podcast something. Who's it under? I can't remember the name. But who boys? Nice baby. Who else? Memory's terrible.
It's not on my.
It's on Twitter, bro.
I sent it to you on Twitter.
Unless someone else sent me on Twitter. I know a few people sent it to me. I'm not gonna lie, so sorry. But yeah, I don't remember when it is.
Nope.
I didn't send it to you on Twitter. You didn't send it to me on Twitter. Who sent it to me on Twitter?
It should be on 90's page, though, realistically.
I didn't see them promote. I'm not going to lie to you. Wow, this person didn't send it to me. Who the hell sent it to me? Yeah, either way, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think it's the 10th. But anyways, yeah, 90's, mate. I was watching their stream. And...
After the situation,
Gino was on there. Gino's a good guest.
I was on there, so I wanted to call them.
It was I'm gonna do that at one point. I might become a member, you know.
Actually, I don't think you need to be a member to call.
You don't, but I might become a member anyways. Like,
no, I was going to call them and low key get onto them.
Someone actually asked a question like, "Why did you bring down the episode of Pastor Toby?" And you could tell on their faces, yeah. Like Fred started smiling at everyone. Tem was like, was clearly caught off guard. Like he didn't know what to say. VP was heated. He was heated because he was like. He's like, Bear Man are asking him, like, oh, didn't you know he did this? He did this. He was like, listen, like, I'm not on social media. Like, I'm not on Insta. I'm not on Twitter. I just stream and
That's PR.
Obviously. I was like, bro, but like, that's not an excuse, though. Like, if you're interviewing someone, yeah, you're telling me you're not going to do your background research on the person. Like, you, like, cool. They're saying, oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
They heard fraud.
I'm not going to lie to you, yeah. After being jazzed a couple times on TikTok, yeah. I'm not gonna. I don't give a damn,
bro.
If I feel like the interview is gonna be a good interview, I'm doing the interview.
I don't know why they brought it down.
Did you watch the episode?
Yeah. No, you watched it.
I watched. Yeah, I was like 3/4 of the way through.
So what did it? Oh, and they took it down while you were watching it.
No. I came back to find it was gone.
What are they talking to him about?
But they put it back now.
No,
they haven't put Pastor Toby episode.
They put the academics one back up. The Pastor Toby one, yeah, it was like it's up for whoever can find it or sign out of that. Like, there was bare weird about it. I don't know why. There was like, if you know where it is, you know where it is. I was like, what? So it's up somewhere.
Or maybe it's that member thing.
I think it's for the members, isn't it? But I'm like, bro, that.
But that's hard, though. Like, if the members are the ones that can watch and they're not going to leak and anything, that's hard.
If they don't leak it, yeah. But I mean, bro, just put it up, man. Like, what's Twitter?
No, for me though, I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like that. I feel like Twitter's just weird. The girl that at them, I think is weird.
There was more than one. Which one?
I feel like there was one main tweet that went around because I got sent the same tweet like 3-4 times. I feel like she's weird because, like, for me, yeah, Kick Game literally did the same interview with Academics. I've not seen one backlash to Kick Game, not one.
Do you know?
But it's 90s baby. They want to be calling losers.
It's because like Kick Game is harder to try and come for on Twitter. It's because it's three black guys that we can see on the screen. It's easy to come for them.
Exactly.
Kick Game. Who's behind Kick Game? Who actually knows?
So they want to take down the guys up and coming.
Yeah.
In obviously they're already big, but like up and coming, yeah, in terms of getting to the next level.
Yeah.
What was wrong with the Academics episode?
It was more what Academics has done in the past.
Yeah.
So there was quotes on like him saying some crazy stuff.
Fair.
And they were saying they didn't know. So they brought it down temporarily, then they put it back up.
Yeah, but like who, like for me, I didn't know that.
I didn't know either.
I'm not going to be doing research. I'm just going to see, okay, this is Academics. This is how he is as a character or whatever.
Mm.
Let's get him down. He's in England. Let's network.
That's what they were saying. Fred was like the same way no one knew, the same way we didn't know.
No, it's just weird. Like, I just feel like it's weird that the girl that had them on Twitter is weird. why are you coming saying they're losers, blah, blah, blah? You're a knee.
I would have signed out. Like, Tem said he signed out as soon as he saw it like heat up. I was like, I would have done the same thing. I'm not going to... Bro, someone that doesn't know me is not going to make me heated for the day. I'm sorry. You're just not going to happen. Bro, it's not going to happen, bro. I'm not dealing with that.
I'm doing an interview. As long as they're not... they've been convicted or whatever, of like serious crimes.
Yeah.
In terms of like, I feel like you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like against someone else.
Yeah. Then why can't I do an interview with them?
My thing is they should have never taken it down.
Yeah, for me, I don't think you should have taken it down.
To be fair, they did say on the episode, on the stream, they were like, oh, for reasons behind the scenes, they had to take it down.
Okay. So wait, what were they talking about in the Pastor Toby one?
They were just...
Was just general talk.
From what I remember, they were just asking him questions about SPAC
errors. And
he was just giving
PR answers, isn't it? Yeah, of course.
He was never going to get into it, let's be real. But I mean, everyone was always going to watch it. But yeah, he didn't say nothing mad. It was more about
just him.
Someone apparently brought up SA on his name on Twitter. That's what Fred was saying. Apparently, someone mentioned SA. They were like, well, I didn't know about that.
Mm. We
didn't
wait know about for that. Pastor Toby.
Yeah. No one knew about that. So I guess it's sort of, they didn't know, so they took it down, but it's still up somewhere. I don't know, man. But obviously, it's Twitter, man.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about the whole
If that was us,
interaction.
I don't think it was ever coming down. Like, what's, like, Twitter's going to blow over, bro.
No, it's not even about that. Like, for me, I would interact with a tweet. I was about to say Twitter. I would interact with a tweet, and be like, I'll give out a statement or whatever of like, okay, cool, we actually didn't know about what this or whatever, cool. But I'm not taking out the video.
Bro, the statement's not needed now, I'm telling you.
No.
You ain't got to explain yourself to anyone.
No, the statement was definitely needed.
What? And say what?
That we didn't know about that, bro. Statement is 100% needed in my opinion.
So if they said, so you think they would have done that while knowing?
Hmm?
Why would they have done that if they knew? About all these allegations.
No, but it's not about that. It's like, whether you know or not, this is what the people are a bit upset about.
Bro, when Twitter sees the statement, oh, they didn't know, let's leave them alone. That's not going to happen. It's going to carry on.
No, it's more of a PR move for the brand, really. It's the same way with all the, like, when past tweets are brought up and people put out a statement. Some people don't, some people do. I feel like it would be best.
Yeah, but that's the person who made the tweets.
Yeah.
But like if we had a guest on that had done something in their past, like I don't think that's really, like, unless we knew about it, then that's not really, I don't think we have to put our statement saying, oh, sorry, we didn't know this and that. Like, I think it will be abundantly clear that we didn't know. We're not gonna look for guests that
are purposely
that purposely have like a bad past that everyone knows about.
For me, it's 2-1 anyway, so you guys would have said no, so we wouldn't have put a statement. Simple as that.
Even replying to people, you gotta be careful with that, man, because if someone says something that triggers you, what are you gonna respond?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
If I'm triggered?
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro, like I've not responded to anybody in a triggered manner from a comment.
But it's not got to that level yet though. No, that level on Twitter, it's not got to that level.
That's bro, it's been on that level on TikTok.
That
bro.
Level that they were going through.
Bro, it's been on that level for TikTok, bro. It's been on that level for TikTok.
I think Twitter's worse, though.
It's been on that level for TikTok.
Wait, did you respond?
Huh?
Did you respond? You didn't respond.
Bro, no.
Exactly. So
but I'm not on that. Like, there, you get me? Back I'm on, like, team. Say it on, like, let's talk. Let's, like, message me, call me. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Link me. Then you get me. Other than that, nah, they're not going to get a response. I just think you're chatting rubbish, isn't it? That's all, really. But definitely on TikTok, I could have definitely responded because there's definitely been times where people have commented and I'm like, talk again, innit? And I'll really respond to you, bro. Like, I'll really draw you out. You know what I mean? But
then we lose, though. Because we've got something to
Yeah, because I'm talking about... Because I'm replying from our brand. I'm not replying from me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that's why I can't reply.
Yeah.
That's the first reason why I can't reply. Because it's not me.
Exactly.
Other than that, like... It's on, like... What comment was it? Maybe the bare minimum... I was going through our TikTok again, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the one video they dragged, the bare minimum one, yeah. You might remember that.
Yeah.
Where I said there's no bare minimum.
Valentine's Day,
that whole saga thing.
Did you get dragged for that?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't the worst one, but they were still talking on it.
That was a bad one, though.
It wasn't... Yeah,
it's definitely top three. Definitely top three worst ones, yes.
Swear.
Definitely top three worst ones.
Was it?
Top three, damn.
Bro, the worst ones have been...
the one that got stitched.
Yeah. Valentine's Day, and then...
One of the first ones? The dating one.
What, our second TikTok? One. Yeah. That wasn't even that bad. Like, that was just like...
So what was worse?
That's the first time that went viral.
So then, other than that, I can't remember.
Let me go on our account, innit? But yeah, like...
Even
the most recent one... That got comments, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. That's the first time where I'm like, I literally did not give a damn
about the comments, because all the comments were the same.
They're saying the same thing. And it's like, bro.
You need a podcast.
Oh, my God.
It's just the same thing.
I thought he was going to laugh.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense, though. You know, mums, I don't know what they want to
That doesn't make sense.
What was I meant to land?
I don't get what that means. I didn't get it. But, yeah, other than that, because this, the one that 280 comments.
How many shares?
Damn. I don't know. I can't see that.
What? There was a TikTok we posted. We got bash. Maybe it's the one that got stitched.
Yeah, it was that
and
one.
And like 1K shares or something like that.
Yeah.
1K shares.
It was crazy still. I'm not going to lie.
But yeah, there's 280 comments is brazy still.
It's always when you're talking as well.
Yeah, still. I don't know why. I think that's to do with our team. Always making my team. Oh, the cover line. 587 comments. Craziola. That is brazy.
I'm trying to think of what other else? Viral.
Maybe the one with Gino J. That one about a bit.
Yeah, that one heated up a little bit. The one about
bare minimum wasn't even worse than the one that we just posted.
Exactly.
Bare minimum only got 133 comments.
I ain't even checked the most recent one, to be fair.
Most recent got 280 comments. Gala angry. Why did he wait, what's he talking about? Podcast. Nah.
Come on, man, I don't care. Yeah, I mean,
the only I saw that the account replied to the comments though, saying that dark skinned women have been going through this and that, blah blah blah.
Comply, bro.
No, but we literally said that on the podcast.
Yeah. But as in, like, you can't go back and forth in the comments, man.
No, of course not. No, of course not.
There's no point.
Why am I doing that? You know what I mean?
The myth still.
But yeah, no.
You think we should start posting clips on Twitter?
Nah.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
That's just not, man. It's just not.
What's the...
It's just not. Do you get it? It's just like...
But it's not even an interacting thing. It's a post and go thing.
Yeah, but let's just not. Do you get it? Like...
But I mean, we'll get bigger, though. You will get bigger. You don't think so?
We probably will, innit? But
we will, bro. I'm telling you.
I just feel like...
That bare minimum one... The one that got stitched, if that was on Twitter, bro, come on.
That's not a good thing. I don't even know if it's a good thing.
It would have blown over in like 2 days. Fair enough, you would have got damaged. But like, you know what I mean? Business purposes. I mean, if you told me, okay, post on Twitter, you're going to get 10K followers on TikTok, you're going to get to 2K subs, I will firm it.
But that's just not.
But that's just not that. It's not like that. It's not like that.
So, yeah, I guess.
The risk to reward is not there for me still.
I saw,
I would not have done that.
Question on TikTok that I wanted to ask you, man. Hold on.
All right, cool. Quick intro, though.
Go on.
Welcome to the What We Saying pod. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. You're joined my co-host, T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
You're also joined my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but has a name. His name is Bento Ape.
Yo.
Yeah. Let's get into this question, man. What's the one thing in the world you'll never get tired of doing? Yeah, not that, bro. Other than that, you dirty guy.
I didn't even say a damn thing.
You didn't need to, man. I can see it in your mind. Stinks, man.
I didn't even say a damn thing. I don't know. eating.
Come on, man.
One thing in the world I never get tired of doing.
Bro, cleanse your mind, bro. Seek God. Like, what? You keep smiling.
I'm just in a good mood.
Okay. What happened today? What happened this week?
Nah, let's stick on the phone.
I say mine's trims, 100%.
How can you get tired of getting trims?
I can't. That was the question.
Yeah, but it's like, I thought it was a thing where...
Something that you can't get tired of.
Like a guilty pleasure type of thing.
Pause.
No. No.
Then him saying eating is valid.
Thank you.
No, but that's too simple of an answer.
Yeah, so is he in a trim?
I was going to carry on going.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, not going to trim is like, that's a mediocre.
It's better than eating. Eating.
Like, the purpose of a trim is like, come on.
The purpose of, okay, you know what? Let me carry on. Trim is, yeah. Never get tired of doing.
Ooh. This might sound bad, but I'll never get tired of going to lit events.
Do you know what I was going to say? I would never get tired of walking into a motive and the vibe is just warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, lit events. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's.
I'm not like these people that say they're tired of it. If it's a lit event, yeah. I won't be tired of it. I'm not going to. I'll keep that about. That matters. Do you get me? But yeah, that's me.
I'll probably say ain't gone in a while, but going to football matches, that feeling is lit. I can't lie to you. When your team's playing well, mate.
I've never really been a like weekly or sort of football attendee. So.
Nah, never weekly still.
So I don't know. Football, I could probably get tired of that. I don't know. What could I? There's nothing I'm really addicted to.
Hmm? Did you answer?
Nah. I think mine would probably be...
Going to the cinema as well.
Going to the cinema or watching anime. I can never get tired of that, bro.
I'm seeing a lot of talk about anime. I saw... Megan Thee Stallion talking about it.
Saying what?
She was ranking her favorite ones. She said, My Hero is her number one.
My Hero, valid.
Hunter x Hunter is number two.
Valid.
That's valid.
Attack on Titan is number three.
Now, the animes are valid. The order's wrong.
Yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen number four, I think.
Do you get it? Like, the order's just a bit messed up, but
yeah, I would valid still. My Hero is number one.
I would never, yeah, that's I would never put that. Top.
That's maybe like fifth.
Yeah.
Well, she lost first.
Oh, no, My Hero Academia.
Yeah, that wouldn't be.
Is that the one with Con? With you? No. That's Hunter x Hunter.
That's Hunter x Hunter, yeah.
My Hero Academia. Is that the one with the robot? Not robot, Deku. But...
With Deku. Green hair guy.
What these names? Who's Killua?
That's Hunter x Hunter. Right. All Might. Deku.
Yeah.
You know My Hero Academia, yeah. It's not that, it's not that good right now. I think it's...
No, it's a season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about to go into its last season.
Last season? What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, bro, it's like six seasons out right now.
When was the last season release?
This year, or maybe like a few months ago.
What?
Yeah, man. It was a banging season. You should go watch it still.
Bro, I've just been busy. I didn't even know My Hero came out.
I need to watch one, man. What's the one you used to watch in uni? Something?
I didn't watch that in uni. We used to link up and watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Attack on Titan. Just watch that, man.
Definitely not.
Yeah, Attack on Titan is one to start with.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones to start with is Naruto.
No, it's not. It's not.
There's Naruto, there's Boruto, I swear. No,
forget Boruto.
I swear.
Naruto is not the one to start. Just start with Attack on Titan, man. I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
The start of Naruto.
That's actually a poor recommendation.
Naruto, number one.
Like, you won't know anime heritage until you watch Naruto, I'm not going to lie to you.
Attack
on Titan.
Have you not? Wait. Have you finished Naruto?
Shippuden. I haven't finished Shippuden. I finished Naruto.
I said my man's got a song about Shippuden.
Shippuden's too long, man. Oh my gosh. And like the story is annoying me, man. It's annoying me. It's actually annoying me.
Bro, you can never speak on anime again.
Yes, I can. I'm a new gen representative. Don't go to the group chat and start saying rubbish.
He's gonna snitch.
Start saying rubbish.
Are you, man? You know, Benzo has not finished Naruto Shippuden.
Love it, man.
Oh my god.
I'm a new gen representative.
I need to watch Bleach and I need to watch Black Clover. Storm.
Same.
They used to be on Netflix. Better of them, man.
Yeah, Storm. My Hero's on Netflix, I think. Could be wrong. Or one of them is definitely on there. Maybe Death Note or something. I didn't finish Castlevania.
What? Castlevania's lit, bro. There was a new season that just came out. Or it was a new show, actually.
Never watched it.
Go watch them, man. It's lit. Go watch it.
Do you think anime is better than, like, actual series?
It can be, yeah.
A live action series?
It can be. Some can be, yeah.
So your favourite series is anime?
Yeah.
Overall?
Yeah.
Swear.
Yeah, I think Attack on Titan is the best piece of fiction ever written. That's what I'm going to say.
Swear down. That is a large statement.
That's
best
what I'm
piece
say.
Of fiction
the
written.
The best piece of fiction ever written. That's what I'm going to say. you can, drill me for that. I don't care, man. Facts. Facts only, man. Facts only. Wow.
I don't know if I'll post my number one anime, but...
It's number one anime, number one
Jujutsu Kaisen can't... I'm not going to say easily, but it can definitely take over Attack on Titan.
No, it can't.
It definitely can.
No, it can't.
The way this season started is actually mad.
Yeah, but it can't. No, it can't. No,
it's preference.
But not going to lie to you, Attack on Titan is like, who's the guy that writes these crazy movies that I hate?
What, Jordan Peele?
Yeah. What's the film that I slept? I didn't sleep.
No. Daniel Kaluuya?
No. That's forget that film.
What are you talking
That's
about
That's the
then?
One you got to be talking about.
It's not Jordan Peele.
It is.
That one that
we all went.
Yes.
It was a weird film.
Yes.
That's Nope.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was. No.
It's not that film.
All of
bro.
Us went to.
It's not that film I'm talking about with Kiki Palmer.
Yes.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
Okay. Oh, what film are you talking about?
The one that you said is the best film that you've watched, bro. But I don't think it's Jordan Peele then.
What was it? About?
Best film that I've watched.
What was it about?
Yeah. Some sick film, like so weird. Like, you
Tenet. Don't...
Yes.
Oh, Christopher right. Nolan. Christopher
yes.
Nolan.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, Attack on Titan is like,
yeah.
Like it's the anime version of that, sort of. Because it's like,
yeah. Psychological.
In terms of, like, yeah, storytelling and
storytelling
that.
Storytelling
yeah.
and it's like down, sick, though.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get into Tenet, though. But it's like that, though. Like, it's actually making you think, like, oh my days, like, yeah. Raw. No, the ending was sick, you know.
What, Attack on Titan?
Oh my days.
It was a decent ending.
No, but the way you think about it, yeah, like, the way he came and said, he knew everything already, bro.
Yeah.
I can't even say anything because then it's
yeah,
like
that's yeah. Go watch it, man. Yeah,
if I say it, then it's done.
When I watch it, go anime or something. What's that thing? I keeps mentioning Crunchyroll.
I don't know why that guy wants me to Crunchyroll.
Login
so bad, as if any of us use Crunchyroll. But
nah, bro. Levi does, isn't it?
I actually said his name. He named after Levi Ackerman.
Ackerman.
What sort of name is Levi Ackerman?
Ackerman is crazy.
No, Kiki Palmer, yeah. Damn.
I even mentioned it just because of that film.
I'm not even sure what that situation is. I just heard the phone call between the Darius guy and her mum.
Yeah, that's the one. I don't know, man.
Hell of allegations over there, man.
Each to their own, really. She used to literally say that she won't put nothing on social media about their relationship. I literally saw that come out of her mouth. And now it's like the trending thing of this week.
I think how it sparked on social media was him though, innit? Because obviously she was dancing with Usher and then he went and tweeted.
Yeah.
I think that was the first thing.
Didn't her mum come out and say something as well?
About Usher.
About Usher now.
Yeah, she said that on the phone to him as well.
What did she say?
The Usher's.
You know.
Swings the other way.
Wait, what? Kiki Palmer's mom said that Usher swings the other way.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've...
Like, as a point to say, like, there's nothing wrong with her dancing with Usher because he's the other way.
Usher swings the other way.
Allegedly, man. Well, she said it mad convincingly, though. I was shocked. I was like, oh, everyone knows.
What's going
on
with America?
Word. Diddy, Usher. Whew. I'm telling you, there's some sort of like secret society it's, in America, bro.
It's like I'm not even against LGBTQ or anything, but like, everyone's like down low.
There was Will Smith as well.
Will Smith, like, what happened this week?
I don't believe that one, though.
I'm not sure.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know anymore.
Bro, like, what? Isn't the guy like a friend of his from like the past?
Yes.
Like, come on.
It's like me saying that I saw you getting I walked in the studio and you know
it's like someone I used to be cool with back in the day saying that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was his assistant though.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
I think it was his best friend.
Was it?
I mean, he said best friend.
I thought it was best friend as well.
Bro, it's like,
I don't know about that one. But I heard Jada say she's suing him. Yeah.
Swear.
Yeah, first time Jada's come out and said something like, yeah, man's suing that nigga.
And then Diddy's ex-bodyguard came out and said something else. About
it's always these ex people,
on interviews,
but it's weird. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm happy
because they probably signed NDAs, isn't it? Huh?
I'm happy I'm in England, bro. That industry is crazy. I'm
telling you, there's some sort of society, like,
it's weird,
it's weird, very weird.
Like, I'm good, I'm good over here, man. I'm not gonna lie. Oh my days, I forgot to reply to someone.
It's like, someone must have tweeted, oh, if Diddy goes down, it's justice for Biggie, Tupac, Biggie's mom, Cassie, the Locks. Who else? Bare, like, big artists. I'm like, raw. Then I remember he was CEO of Bad Boy Records, innit?
Mm-hmm.
There's bare allegations that, that he was involved in Biggie's demise, apparently. I don't know.
No, I'm not gonna say the whole Diddy thing, like, he's just like a. There's way more. It's deep. It goes deeper into him. Like, if they did a documentary on him and they've discovered everything, then I wouldn't be surprised.
They're saying they might do Surviving.
Surviving Diddy.
Surviving Diddy.
No, it's even the lawsuit that just came out the other day, fam. Was not just yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Cassie.
Yeah. 30 million, bro. I watched a TikTok of someone that basically read the whole 35-page document, fam.
Yeah, I heard it's peak still.
Very, very peak. Very, very peak. Like, he's just, like, at some point, you got to start thinking, if everybody's saying the same thing.
No smoke about fire.
You get me? There's no smoke about fire. Like, everyone's saying he did that shit. I ain't saying nothing, though, because if he blows up this podcast room now.
That's funny.
I said he blew up Kid Cudi's car.
That's crazy. I'm not going to lie. Over a woman.
But with that money, you can do what you want, bro. You give money to the wrong person, fam. Okay.
That's too much power, man. I can't lie.
Mom.
That's too much power. I said, go blow up his car quickly.
Was that? How do you, like, who it's do mad. You go to blow someone's car up?
But he was in that life, though, was he not? He might have still been in that life from when he was with Biggie and that.
I didn't even know the whole Biggie Tupac, like, saga. Like, I don't know any of it.
So, do I?
Now, I don't know who killed. I've never known who was on whose side, who started beefing, what happened there.
I just know that Biggie was under Diddy's label,
mm-hmm.
and Tupac was obviously on a different label, and then Biggie and Tupac started beefing or whatever, and then, just had Biggie died, and Tupac died soon after that.
No, Tupac died first.
Did he?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm like 90% sure Tupac died first.
Whoever died first, the other one died soon after.
Did they both get, like, murdered?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. Well, both gangsters, innit? So.
And why is 50 Cent and Diddy beefing?
He's just a troll, man. He trolls everyone.
No, but he trolls people that he's got beef with.
Yeah.
Now, he's got beef with Rick Ross as well.
Fair.
Who hasn't he got beef with, though?
I ain't got a clue.
Like, I was reading his, is it a biography? The Hustle Hard, Hustle Smart thing. And you can tell from like the way he talks, his demeanor, like, he just doesn't give a damn. And this is his boy, like, what's his name? Tony Yeo or Eminem or Dr. Dre, like, outside of that circle, it's like anyone can get it. He just doesn't care, bro. Like,
that's how life
is. It's a bit like Young Spray, how he's like, he's trolling everyone. Like.
I didn't really watch the Young Spray stuff.
I didn't watch him either, but he was trolling Giggs. Because Giggs was obviously chopping up with Diddy recently, and then this comes out, and then. Apparently, Giggs limited the comments, but didn't take down the post. Fame, like, Diggity was saying that he's grateful for fame, but doesn't want it anymore, man.
Who?
Dig a D.
Health first.
Nah, man. I don't believe no one that says that.
I mean, the money, obviously, but fame, I don't know, man. I kind of hear it. Like, the money, cool, but fame.
If you don't want it, then go off social media.
True beans.
It just doesn't work for his brand, though, does it? So, I
mean, so yeah, so then, like, it's easiest to say that you don't want it, but, like, if you really don't want it, then...
Yeah, obviously, yeah. It was a lyric, innit? So, I don't think he meant it, but...
It's probably brand. Marketing. It's got us doing what we're doing right now, talking about it.
Yeah, it's a bit like Remo, apparently. They're saying that was deliberate what he did at a concert.
I think it was.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's just playing into it. I think he's just playing into it. Now.
I think he knew but that it was going to spark that reaction.
Side eye at the same time, though.
Yeah, because obviously he did what he did first, and then now everyone's feeding into it. But
no, like, it was definitely weird.
I ain't heard one good review of that concert. You know?
I didn't hear anything about it being good.
It's like zero. Like, man, yeah. Left early.
Well, no, but people went there to see him do all of that. Like, they knew what it was going to be like.
If you're a fan of him, you 100% know.
Yeah, and then they complain about it after.
I'm like, I don't know. I feel like people went there because, one, his music. I'm not a fan of Remo. But, yeah. Like, he's released bangers.
Mm-hmm.
Just perform the music, bro.
Yeah.
It's marketing, bro.
I didn't even want to talk about like what I was seeing. Like, I got sent videos. I'm like, bro, thank God I wasn't there. Because I've got a boy, Invest. Yeah. The guy I do events with. He's noticed it from every single concert we've gone to. Burner Boy. It's not Burner Boy.
The circus on fire.
Burner Boy. Wizkid is like fire again. The whole red theme. Why is every artist doing red and all that? Mm. Now Remo's... Everyone knew Remo was into it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I think he's saying that it's to do with his culture and all that.
Yeah. Hmm?
Where's he from?
Because Benin T. And then apparently the mask is like a tribute to Benin T or something like that. It was on BBC News, bro. BBC News.
Yeah, but there was devils in the background or something like that.
Bro, it was more than just devils, bro. I don't know what I saw, but all I saw was
dark.
Man, I saw a horse.
Yeah, I saw a horse. So like
black horse with black people running around. Yeah. I'm like, nah, this ain't my vibe. And then I'm hearing that he was screaming.
Yeah, I heard that still. Chanting as well. Like,
for me, yeah.
I don't know about that, man.
If I saw all of that out, I'm cutting. But it's easier said than done because I didn't go. But I'm cutting, I'm going to. I'm definitely leaving. The minute I saw the horse, I might be laughing with my boys being like, nah, this guy's a devil. I might be saying all of that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll be very uncomfortable. Like, I would actually have to leave. Because even with Burner Boy's one, there was a part of me like, what is going on?
His was different because his was actually a good show overall.
No, he was doing a good show, but it's like, at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, what is this Burning Circus representing? And then when you're starting to overthink, you're like, I don't know.
Conspiracy.
I start thinking, bro, like, it's the floor hot, fam. No, mother's
what? Is the floor hot?
No, mother's laugh. I start thinking, yo, is this floor hot, man? Like, I'm looking around. I don't know. This didn't feel right. I just didn't feel right anymore. I felt uncomfortable. But then I was like, nah, let me just, you get me. I didn't come here for no devil or nothing. Do you know what I mean? I just came here to listen to good music and go. But the whole industry itself, man, is very bad still. I'm not gonna lie. There's definitely darknesses in it. But
you know. I'm telling you, like, there's just, like, all these dinners, like, these brunches. Like, I'm not saying the Roc Nation brunch is anything bookie in it, but some of the stories that you just see or hear that come out of it, it's like, I don't know, man.
No, and it's definitely not just the music industry. Because people, I don't know, there's a weird thing going on, like, oh, if you get rich now, you signed to the devil or something. Like, yeah. Even people are saying, like, Kai Cenat sold his soul.
Why? Off what basis?
Because that...
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, sorry because of that.
Yeah, bro. Same with Jillian Wallow, bro. Like, the same Jilly really? Sacrificed his son, bro.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Brave.
The same he sacrificed his son.
They're saying Doja Cat did the same thing.
Yeah, but
Doja Cat's on some weird vibe, bro.
I don't get that one still.
Doja Cat's on some
I don't know if she's bad. Actually naturally like that.
I don't know what.
Behind the camera.
I don't know what's got into her. I was never a fan of her anyway, so I don't know. I never really listened to her music, but.
You know, I was watching. Sidemen's clip on TikTok, yeah. And Vic Star was talking about his wedding. And they were like, how much was your wedding, bro?
It wasn't even that much.
He was like, oh, 120K.
No, he didn't say that.
He said 120K, bro. KSI was like,
I don't think he said that.
I was expecting more than that.
I don't think he said that.
He said, bro. Come on, man.
Because I was shocked by the number as well.
They weren't shocked.
They was they weren't shocked because they were
Ethan was like, oh, that's humble. I was like, okay.
Did he say 120? I'm sure he said something way humbler than that.
He said 120, bro. Why am I?
My bad.
Oh, did I like it?
Again, if I'm wrong, my bad. But I thought he said something way humbler because I was like, what? Man, only spent that much. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously, you know the average and all that, you hear that, and then you hear people spending 30, 40K. I think I saw, because I saw he said something like 60, 70K.
I swear that. 120, bro. Oh, no. I didn't like it. I didn't save it. I just
scrolled. You can search it, though. Come on.
I've searched. That's what I've searched. Vic Star Wedding. Cost. Oh, yeah, there it is.
No.
Because that's the reaction video.
It's going to do, you get me? What's the word or whatever?
Yeah. Where's the actual... Oh, where's my man's...
To be fair, I don't think it'll actually, like, do copyright thing.
Okay, just look at the subtitles, innit?
I don't think it'll do copyright. Oh, the world, bro. Oh, I think that... Wait, turn out. Oh, yeah. My bad. Turn it off there. Thank you.
Yeah, bro. 120. But apparently, Asian weddings, they go massive. So that... That wasn't a brazy number from what...
No, but he went abroad as well.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure he did too. But I can't lie, I might be wrong. Again, I could be wrong.
Yeah, whose wedding? It was Vic's wedding that they all... I saw like all of them like arrive and then people, there was like bare fans.
Fans?
Yeah, wait, whose wedding am I talking about?
Maybe Salmon's?
Oh, yeah, I think it was Salmon's wedding. That's
got a toilet, man.
I don't know. But yeah, I definitely saw... When he said 120, I was thinking, right, like that's... That's a lot still, but in comparison to what he makes, because the guy that reacted to that video, my man said something like, oh, he probably spent like 12 million.
Who?
Bro, do you know the Angry Jinx guy?
Yeah,
still. He said that, oh, it was 12 million.
No, that man. I think I've always heard that Vic's good with his money, so.
Yeah, apparently my man is into all this property stuff now as well.
Yeah.
Plus like, he DJs, actually. Bro, it's mad. It's actually crazy as well because they opened a they opened in a shop in Bluewell,
another shop in Bluewell for food. Oh yeah, I saw that. What's sides.
Sides.
Well, you should. The other shop, their clothing shop in Bluewell is actually like so bad. Like no one's ever in there.
It's always empty.
I
didn't want to mock it because like, bro, it's still mad to open a shop, but like it's always empty.
The workers. I would love to work there because. You'd have nothing to do. You'd have nothing to do.
But it's mad though. Like, how, like, I don't know. Like, for me, it's like, I wouldn't ever buy their clothes. Like, why?
I think they should have just stuck to an online shop.
Yeah. Opening the shop in real life. Unless they're actually just selling merch and we just don't see it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're probably selling somewhere.
Like, online, maybe they're selling it still, bro.
Yeah, no, definitely online. Definitely. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone wants to be seen going into a Sadman. Shop.
Even me, I've not even gone into it.
No, because you wouldn't buy anything.
Do you know what I mean? When's Black Friday? Is it this Friday? I thought it was today.
It's next Friday.
Yeah, I might grab some gym wear though.
Ferris.
Yeah, I want to get some gym shop. I need to upgrade my whole gym cupboard.
Yeah, I need a whole like gym.
Yeah, like
set, like bag, everything like that.
Yeah, because I'm actually thinking that maybe I'll just start going from after work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll drive home. And I'll get to the gym for like 6:30. Stay there till like maybe I'll get home for like 8.
Yeah.
My whole day's gone basically. There's nothing more I can really do, you know what I mean? But yeah, I need to definitely get my gym wardrobe done still.
Need to what?
I need to upgrade my gym stuff for Black Friday so next week.
Yeah, actually, I was even thinking. I need to get like a But when you see girls in the gym, you just see like the Gymshark two-piece,
like half the gym experience for girls is looking like cute.
Word. And I hear it still.
I hear it. It makes you motivated to go. Like you look like you're playing a part.
Gym wear for me is just bang still on girls. Anyways.
Oh yeah.
I always said that. That's my.
Oh yeah. Sportswear kind of thing.
Yeah, that's my thing still.
You gonna buy some gym wear?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I need to grab a lot of stuff.
Do you know brand? Friday.
Yeah, Gymshark.
Gymshark, shout us, man. You know what I mean? Ready to work. Why not, man?
We don't. We'll shout you. Yeah, we will shout you. Joking, but yeah, I even mentioned the Angry Ginger guy, fam. He was beefing that Madam Joyce. Not that, sorry. He was beefing Madam Joyce. Or Madam Joyce was beefing him.
And locked in.
Locked in, Storm.
She's in the final, no?
Yeah, but she's been getting a lot of... I don't know.
I think she is. She posted today.
Yeah, she was not in the final. There was that, I don't know what her name was, but it was one of the... What is that? KD. Yeah. She won.
The results are out.
Yeah. I think it's today, yeah.
You watch it?
No, I stopped watching. I didn't rate the season, I'll be real.
Is it like a Big Brother sort of spin-off kind of thing?
Ish. Yeah.
So I know Tennessee was in there, innit?
Yeah, it's just like... Bro, you're also in there. You do challenges. There's teams and stuff. It's not anything special, but like it's more about the people that are in there. Like last season banged with like Max Kadar and all these other guys. But this season was just like...
There's even I'm a Celebrity coming up as well. Nella's
on. Yeah. Now everyone's going to start watching I'm a Celebrity.
It's true. Still, I'm not going to lie.
I'm not. Everyone.
You don't watch it?
I'll tune in. But the challenges are mad, bro.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm surprised when they must have paid her like a...
Yeah.
Back.
They must have paid her a bag
to go in there.
Australia.
Did you see how much they paid? What's that guy's name? Nigel Farage.
I'm not surprised. Probably like, what, 300-400 bags?
No, bro. It's like 1.7 mil to go in there. Let me find it. They paid him 1.7
cash. Mil. Can they not vote him out next week?
Yeah, if they want to.
Oh, come on, man.
How long has this show been going on for? Money's so fake.
And it's 1.5 mil.
And it's Ant and Dec presenting still.
Yeah.
They still present.
They've been around for a minute, bro. Oof. Since X Factor.
They've been on for at least 15, 20 years.
20. I think it's about 20 still.
That is crazy.
I saw one challenge a few years ago. And like it was a thing where you had to put your head into this like glass box.
And spiders.
And your neck is like confined so you can't move. Spiders, tarantulas, worms, small snakes. No. Sorry,
you couldn't pay me. You're going home to sleep in.
No.
Getting mosquito bites.
I swear there's a season where one girl kept fainting.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. She's black. Oh. Nah,
she kept fainting during the challenge. No, just stop.
I can't even do that.
Oh, that is so funny. I know people that used to just watch all this stuff. Like, I was never really an X Factor watcher or Big Brother or I'm a Celebrity, and I never really watched this stuff. I don't know why. But yeah,
you know, actually, the other day I was thinking of secondary, and I saw one picture on TikTok, and I was like, I remember when I was in that situation, and I panicked, and it's like, this guy was in like a confined space and he couldn't move. And he was panicking because he was claustrophobic, innit? And I was like, raw. I remember being in that situation because in secondary, you had this thing called CCF, innit? So basically, at the back of the school, there's like a big forest. So you got to do these challenges like they do in the military, like crawl under these barrels and like crawl through the grass as if you're in like the flipping whatever, yeah? There was one where you see... Oh, what are they called? They're like, it's like a pipe, like a human-sized pipe, yeah. And it runs underground.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the other side, but you got to crawl through. Muddy, wet, cold. Do you get me? I've gone through now. I'm stuck in the middle, bro. Bro, I 14 years old or something? Bro, I panicked, bro. And they don't plan for contingency. Like, there's no rope to pull you out, bro. It's you. It's actually you. Like, you got to keep me. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm never getting that situation ever again. I swear down.
I don't think I've ever been that stuck.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Let me try and find a picture.
I can't remember any time like that. To be fair, I don't really get claustrophobic.
Oh.
The only thing I like, the I'm a Celebrity stuff, like, I couldn't do that. I don't like spiders. Or, not that I don't like them, but I have to kill them if I see it.
What if it's like a tarantula?
Bro, I'm squashing the hell out of it.
No, give me a sandal.
It's gone. You know what I mean? But yeah, I couldn't do all of that still. I wouldn't go for any amount. I would just be uncomfortable.
It was almost like that.
That is so weird.
It's mad.
Oh, no. There's no way it was like that, bro.
No, like, obviously I had a bit more space. But it was more or less like that. That's how I felt.
I can't even watch those type of videos, man.
Right?
I can't, bro. Like, I feel claustrophobic just watching them. Have you watched them, bro? Like, these cave explorers, they'll literally go into, like, the tightest spaces. And there was even this one guy, like, this famous guy that he went into one and then, like, he took the wrong turn. And so, like, he ended up, like he's facing downwards. He's, like, literally upside down. And they tried to rescue him, but they couldn't get him out. So he literally, they left him there and he died there. And then they closed off the cave as, like,
why are you saying it like that?
Bro, no, it's crazy. Like, that's actually crazy, but you know what I'm saying?
But for me, it's like, I would never even do that.
You get it? Like,
I don't get it, bro.
The thrill of that.
Like, even these guys that work on the oil rigs and they got to dive under these massive ships when it's dark into the ocean with their.
What are you talking about? Who does that?
You ain't seen it on TikTok?
They dive.
You didn't even see it on TikTok?
They dive into the
ocean. Bro, I'm telling you, they'll get this, like, massive wetsuit on, yeah?
And dive into the ocean.
They'll get a helmet with a flashlight and their boots and they'll dive into the water, into the ocean under a massive ship.
Nah.
It's mad.
No.
Remember that?
I never seen that.
Those utes that got stuck in that cave and the divers had to go and get them. Some of the divers died.
Do I meant to remember this one?
It was all over the internet. What? The football team that got stuck in that cave in Asia. Are you serious?
Because of a eruption or something?
Nah.
Or earthquake?
Nah, it was like a trip. It was exploring, like the cave sort of thing.
And there was a footballer?
Footballers, like 12-year-olds, like Asian kids, innit?
Oh, no, I definitely
And they sent divers to go get them. Some of the divers died.
No.
It's mad, still. No. I can't do diving. Like, scuba diving, I'm not even sure about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that, even if it's, like, following that.
What's wrong with scuba diving?
Huh?
What's wrong with scuba diving?
It's deep water, man. I can't lie. Just,
I'm not scuba diving.
I don't know what I'm going to see.
Literally done scuba diving.
Huh?
We did scuba diving.
And I didn't enjoy it. I told you what happened.
In a sea?
No. It's in like a pool.
Oh, that's not the same.
But bro, I told you, I looked down. I didn't even look down. I swam to the other side. I told you. And then looked down.
That's dead. I mean, scuba diving in like the ocean.
I would never do that.
That's mad.
I'm like, the only thing I've ever done that was like silly was jump off a cliff.
Yeah.
Nah. On holiday?
Yeah.
Oh.
I jumped off a cliff into an ocean. That was silly. When I look back at it, that was silly. Like,
that's mad.
If I had now hit my back or something,
that's it.
How did you die? He jumped off a cliff. What the hell did you expect, dummy?
Mm. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You know
what I mean?
But you know,
not playing with the elements.
Yeah, I don't play with that stuff.
It doesn't really make sense,
man. Like, I never want to climb Mount Everest or anything like that.
Apparently, like, there's bare dead bodies.
You want to climb Mount Everest?
Maybe not Mount Everest, but I want to climb a mountain.
Yeah, not Mount
Everest. Like, I always see guys from my second that they just do these mad stuff, bro.
Fairs.
I actually want to do it, like, just be fairs. Like, yeah, man, climb the mountains.
Yeah, climbing a mountain, I want to do, but never Mount Everest.
Or just rock climbing in general. Maybe
Mount
Everest.
Mm, rock climbing, yeah. It's a bit crazy one still. So, you know what I mean?
Wait, when you say climb Mount Everest, is that not rock climbing? Or you just mean going up it?
Yeah, just going up Mount Everest.
As in, like, walking it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Bro, you don't know how hard
I say it just gets cold.
Very cold.
Apparently, there's bare dead bodies.
That mountain has taken lives. That mountain. Why would I want to go up a mountain that's taken lives?
What do you mean taking lives?
Bro, let's search up how many people.
Why? Because it's cold or what?
Cold, treacherous. They fall. Like, there's bare different reasons.
If it's like a thing where, like, man's climbing on a tight edge, then I'm not doing that. If there's like a path.
322 people have died climbing Mount Everest.
That's mad.
Like, this, why? This year, 17 people have died.
This year?
That's crazy. Say how? Well, I mean, how
did like, I don't get it. If it's like frostbite or something.
No, some definitely fell.
I don't even know. It's actually just extreme, isn't it? Like, it's just extreme.
I swear it's one of the tallest in the world.
Yeah.
Not the tallest. I think the tallest is Kilimanjaro. I think, I'm not sure. Where even is Mount Everest?
That's actually a good question.
Is Gara in that Asia or Africa?
Bro, the top of what? The top of Mount Everest can drop to minus 60 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Minus 60 degrees is like, you know.
That's, I don't like, need to, that's like, yeah.
I don't need to feel, I don't need to know what that feels like. Do you know what I'm saying?
Minus 60.
Yeah.
It's like you'll spit and it'll freeze in front of you. Like,
what are you thinking about that?
No, minus 60, bro. Like,
I don't even know what Man City looked like. Nah,
that's crazy stuff, I'll lie to you.
Bro, bad man, I've moved to this guy's barbershop, man. Yeah, bro, it's mad. Congrats to him as well, though.
Obviously, you been there? Oh, yeah, been there.
I just drove past and I spoke to him, innit? I ain't been there for a gym or nothing like that. But it's mad, still. That's crazy of him. That's a big move, still. You might ever plan on opening something like a coffee shop or something. You ever thought about that?
Yeah. As a business venture.
I've always thought about, this is more like a dream. Not necessarily a dream, like, open like a beach bar.
What's a beach bar?
A bar by the beach, bro.
Oh, just like a bar at a beach. Oh, fairs. No, I actually didn't know what it was. I don't know that.
Swear.
I just thought it's like a beach-inspired theme or something.
Yeah,
Outer Banks.
What in Outer Banks?
There's loads of beaches by the bottom. Loads of bars by the beaches.
I know what you mean now.
That sort of aesthetic.
Fairs, when you went on holiday and then you went to the beach and there's like restaurants there, is that what you mean?
No, there weren't beach bars. Beach bars is like, there's different types.
Oh, I get what you mean now. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, that is like a restaurant then.
It's like a restaurant.
A restaurant by the sea.
It'd just be drinks, I'm not going to lie. Maybe like fast food, like finger food and stuff, but no like meals. Like starters, mains, desserts and stuff. Just like a chill out area by the pool, by the ocean, hot country. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought
about. Store. My old workplace, at lunch, there's like a coffee shop that we go to. Or even in my meetings, I'll go there quickly. A decent vibe still. I'm sure they'd even pull in money, I'm gonna lie. But yeah, I ain't really ever thought about opening anything else.
Coffee shop?
Like, maybe a coffee shop on a quick, like, oh yeah, man, I got a quick change there to open it. Other than that, nah. I was watching one video, yeah, and someone like, is it a good business to open up a restaurant? They're like, bro, like, nah. Because apparently, like, a lot of businesses or restaurants don't make money. Like, it's expensive to run and all that.
Keith was saying that. Was it Gabriel?
It was literally that episode.
Keith.
Yeah. I don't think I was watching it with Keith. I don't think it was that one. I was watching, you know, he's always cool. He's cool with that Baron guy.
Baron?
Nah, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know who that is though.
I'm sure you do.
Baron?
Baron.
Oh, Baron. Yeah, Baron Cole.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mr. B Self-Made or something.
There we go.
Yeah.
I was thinking of what the hell is his name.
Yeah.
He was on him and his wife. It's brazy though. Like, imagine like that dynamic is brazy still. Like the whole wife and husband, like both serial entrepreneurs, bro. Like,
it's crazy.
Know the business and all that. It's crazy.
No, still. Just as you remember was saying that, I was like, I remember Crepes and Cones opened that place.
Oh, Crepes and Cones.
Is it closed or is it?
Yeah, that's still? Permanently closed.
I think that closed in the pandemic though, didn't it?
I have no clue.
I think it closed in the pandemic.
I never went either.
It was far, it's in Croydon. I don't even know anyone who went either, to be fair.
Yeah, damn.
I wouldn't.
They tried, innit?
Yeah.
But that's life, though. Like, that, I think that's what our 20s was for, still.
To open restaurants. And...
Good one, buddy. No, just like the trial and error, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if man wants to try and do a business here and there, like, just try it.
What's the worst that can happen?
You get it? Because, like, at least, like, in your 30s, you can now know, okay, cool, this and this don't work. Can build on this and whatever. For me, like, I don't even look back and think, oh, I wish I was young again. Obviously, we're still young, but I don't look back and think, like, oh, I wish I was 16.
Nah.
Hell no.
I got asked the question of more money, more time. It's more money still. No caps, more money, man. I don't need more time.
Yeah, probably.
Still, you don't need more time right now.
Yeah, if you got asked the question.
If you got asked that, like, if you're 50.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You'd ask for more time.
But right now. More money, man.
No, but then that's not really a fair thing to ask because, like, it's always going to be one sided. Then, no?
You'd be surprised. Some might want to go younger.
It's like, cool. Someone actually asked me the other day, they were just asking me a bad question. Like, would you prefer to chase? It's something to do with ambition and like a partner. And, like, would you rather never find true love or something and then
the
chase your ambition or
question.
I don't know where the question was. I probably should have asked them to send it to me, but like it was something to do with would you never chase true love but chase your ambition or never chase your ambition and find true love, something like that. For me, I'm glad to, as much as I value love and all that, I would have been who I am today.
I wouldn't feel complete
if I don't chase my ambition. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would always be chase ambition.
Because you wouldn't be thinking about it, innit?
Yeah, like, it was. Yeah. You wouldn't be happy, I don't think.
What if?
Yeah. I feel like people that get to... that do what they love to do and they are able to make money off it and make ends meet off it, that's, like, a very big blessing.
Yeah.
You know, do you know what I'm saying?
But even then, I saw Reese Wabara, is that his name?
Yeah.
MDB.
Yeah.
He was... I didn't even know him and Benja are cool.
Benja.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, he was like, I think he said something like, oh, yeah, obviously MDB is bigger than Benja.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, Benja has a wife, kids, successful business. Whereas I just have a fantastic business.
Yeah.
And like, you shouldn't see success in that, oh yeah, I've just got a successful business. He's got a wife and kids and a successful business. Like, he is successful. Like, he's the happy man. Mm. Whereas I'm like, I ain't got kids. I ain't got a wife. Do you know what I mean? So
I think it's the same as Lewis Morgan and Ben, the Gymshark starters, Gymshark owners.
What happened with Gymshark quickly? Like, did someone leave or something?
Lewis left a few years ago.
Yeah.
Sold his stake.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But yeah,
like maybe 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
He left, sold his stake for like 100 mil.
Well, like 200 mil.
Something like that. Sounds stupid.
Amount of money, yeah.
Then he's got his partner, had a kid. He's got another kid. And he's moved to the countryside. He's got another venture now. Ben is...
No, he's also like a co-founder of MDV as well.
Lewis, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, because him and Reese are boys.
Yeah, I saw Lewis talking about
Ben, the one that's still got Gymshark, apparently he's worth like billions. Yeah. I don't think he's got a partner or he's got a kid. I might be wrong.
I think he has a partner, but I don't know. I think Lewis is the happy sort of one.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
Which one do you lot rather be?
Lewis, man. In that situation.
You'd rather be Lewis than who?
Than Ben.
Ben is the billionaire, right?
Yeah,
he's been a billionaire.
Yeah, he's worth a billion, man. I'm pretty sure he's one of the youngest billionaires.
He's not even 30, is he? Something in the UK or something like that.
Yeah, he's one of the youngest billionaires.
Yeah, I'm like, there's like 4 billionaires under 30. He's one of them.
He's 30. I think he's 31.
I beg to check the Forbes under 30 list.
Ooh.
I know MDV or Reese is the same network. It's higher net worth than Rashford leveled with Stormzy still.
Woo!
Yeah.
For UK?
Yeah, UK.
Oh, I don't know. So it's only Europe.
Nah, I remember the list got posted one time.
It was on Insta.
Oh, Insta, no.
Is that UK one?
This is just Forbes, bro. Let me type in Forbes.
No, it has to be UK still. Or British.
Europe.
But yeah, I definitely saw it. I know Stormzy was... Yeah, I know KSI was above both.
Sterling there?
Sterling under 30?
Yeah. Like 27, 28.
Yeah, he should be like 28 now. But yeah, I don't know if Sterling was there. But I know the only people I can remember so far was Rashford, Reece Wabara, Stormzy, KSI, Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember seeing... Maybe I didn't look for the band guys. So
youngest. No, this isn't UK. Oh. Haaland.
Haaland's on there already.
In the youngest category, Carlos Alcaraz, of course.
UK, yeah. Riches under 30.
Did you find it, Benzo?
No.
Yeah, I can't find a UK 30 under 30 thing.
Okay, maybe I found it. I definitely remember. Cool, yeah. So Harry Styles was number one, which is brazy, you know.
One Direction's mad though.
No, but he's a solo artist now, so it's breezy how far.
Yeah, but oh.
No, he's.
Oh, wait.
How long did that screen go off for?
No clue. No, I think it just went off.
I saw it as soon as I looked up, to be fair.
Yeah, I just saw it as I looked up. Now. I mean, I don't know. Do you want to change? Do it?
Everything's still moving.
Wait, click on the image.
What image, bro?
The one next to Google. Wait, use the mouse and click next to Google. It worked. Oh, don't forget about it, man. I don't forget even matters, man.
Can't see the mouse still. You're the list?
Yeah, cool. Harry Styles number one. Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Horan. Liam Payne. Huh?
Niall Horan. One Direction, bro.
I don't know that.
Wait, three of them are on there.
Zayn Malik is there as well.
Four of them.
It's probably all of them.
Who's now?
Not Haran.
Yeah.
One Direction. The Irish brother.
KSI, 36 million. Then Stormzy. Right, so then maybe this isn't up to date because...
Rashford not there.
To be fair, man said Amber Gill.
What? For doing what?
What deal she got? That's crazy.
Wait, when was this list done? Updated 31st of October 2023.
What?
So Reese Robaro is not even there. That's cat, bro. I literally saw
it. Mini Bobby Brown.
David's there. David's 25, you know.
Damn.
Maya Jam is dead.
What? Why am I shocked?
H is there. New entry. Olivia Bowen.
Olivia Bowen. Love Island.
Yeah.
Swear. What?
Yeah.
Aurora. So, Georgia Smith is there. Molly Mayhew and Tommy Fury.
Of course.
Why'd they put them as one?
I don't know, but Molly May's understanding.
Are they married now?
No.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Engaged?
I don't know.
Engaged, I think. George Ezra. Damn, George Ezra. Tom Holland, obviously.
Who's George Ezra?
He's a musician, yeah.
So KSI's number 6.
Lewis Capaldi.
KSI's 30, you know. Damn. Do you lot still want people that are like 26, 27 old age? I'm calling them old.
No.
I do.
Not really.
All the time.
No one's in their 20s. I'm never going to call anyone in their 20s old. I don't think.
No, I do all the time still.
I don't know. But I had a similar question to your ambition one. And it was, would you rather never experience love or experience love and get severely heartbroken?
Wait, what?
Never experience love, yeah. Never in your life,
mm-hmm.
Or experience it, and when you experience it, you get ultimately completely heartbroken. I think I want to go through it.
Yeah, I think I want to experience
it. I'd go through it still.
Yeah.
Because to never find love is mad, I can't lie.
Yeah.
It's mad.
We'll never feel love as
much. Yeah, that's mad. I can't lie.
I mean, yeah, because you can still find love again after you get over the heartbreak.
Yeah, I mean, the heartbreak is monumental though, isn't it? So
yeah, the heartbreak will deal with you still.
The heartbreak will take you. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know which one. I don't know.
I think I'd go through it, man. In fact, no, I know I'd go through it. I don't want to experience love in life, man, 100%.
Yeah, but you can experience love with like your children, innit?
Yeah, but I mean, I would have hopefully found love with my partner first. I mean?
No, heartbreak isn't a joke, don't
sound. It's not, but to never... I don't know, man.
As much as I would want to find love, but like, not at the expense of heartbreak. I'm not gonna
lie. It's just... I don't know. It's mad, because obviously we take longer, I think, to get over it, but... When life's over or towards the end, you want to have stories to tell, man.
My thing is just about kids. I need kids. Nah, I don't.
I'm not
too fussed on the whole love thing. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it would be cool, but like, for me, I'm more about just having kids, really. It would be better with the love of your life, but if it's not, it's not the end of the world. I've just come to terms with that, really.
So what do you mean? You accept the fact that you might not find the love of your life, but mm-hmm. you'll just have kids with that person.
Yeah.
Fairs. Honest.
Yeah, because it's like, life ain't all, like, it's not a fairy tale. I've come to terms with that.
So you do think that some people in marriages do settle?
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Fairs.
And sometimes it's a smart decision to settle.
Yeah.
Rather than just being by yourself. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather settle than just be outside on the streets for all my life.
So that means you don't believe in love of your life?
Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
Because not everyone finds it.
I just don't think everyone will find it.
So why do you believe in it then?
Because I'll find it.
It's possible to find it, but not everyone will.
But if you believe in love of your life, then shouldn't everyone be able to find it.
What I believe in is everything happens for a reason.
Fairs.
You know what I mean? Everything happens for a reason. That's what I believe in.
Fairs.
God didn't make any mistakes. So.
Yeah. True beings.
Which means some men are meant to settle, some men aren't.
But bro, some men are meant to settle, some men are meant to find their one true love and live happy ever after.
Mm.
Some people go through divorce.
Some men never get married.
Like, it's just life. Like you just, once you get to grips with that, then it's like, it is what it is.
You just hope that you get what you want in it.
I get what is meant for me. That's what I pray for, really.
Yeah. What I mean.
Like, I'm like, it's life. Because if I'm now here saying, oh yeah, my life is going to be all this and that. Oh, it's this and that. And it's not. It's like, well, buddy, no one told you to be dreaming all this and that.
Because it's not fair.
What's not fair?
Life.
Yeah, like, life ain't fair, innit? So you just pray you get what's for you, innit? And that's it, really. Yes, that's the way I see life nowadays. I don't really have a fairy tale of it. I just pray I get what
and people think me. To have that outlook on life is pessimistic, but it's not. It's realistic. That's the difference.
Ooh, bars.
Because you can be positive and also know that not everything's going to happen your way. Like, it never goes the way you want it to go realistically. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You might think, yeah, I want to get that. 9 times out of 10, you might get it, but not the way you thought you were going to get it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So,
I was even... I wanted to mention something. Oh, let's see if it comes to me. But I was... Oh, yeah, cool. Now I know. Did you see 90s Baby tweet something? Oh, no, it was Fred, actually. About these blog pages.
Yeah.
Do you know who they're talking about?
No.
Do you know...
As in, like, what situation?
Yeah.
I knew at the time.
Man, what did you say?
That these blog pages don't want to be posting our podcast and whatever.
Oh,
but posting like this new one.
You said it more than once, so that's the thing.
I don't know, but I saw a tweet.
For
me, I thought it was talking about Junkies and Philly's podcast.
Blog pages don't want to post.
These blog pages must hate us because they don't post us. But they were posting a new podcast that just came out.
Oh, who's the new podcast they're talking about? Oh, Fez.
For me, I thought it was Chunks and Philly.
I can't remember who I thought it was, but that makes sense as well.
Yeah.
Because they literally, I don't think they've even done like 3 episodes.
They've only done like 3.
And they're all over. Like, TikTok, I can't go on Insta or TikTok without seeing them.
Without seeing it, bro.
Yeah.
But then again, they are on a different level.
But here's my thing. As a podcaster, as a podcaster that's done over 100 episodes, yeah. It's not fair to call them a podcast for me. They're not a podcast.
I hear it.
But then again, that might be hater vibes.
It's not hater vibes,
can definitely be open arms to me being a hater. Even though I'm not saying I'm a hater, because I feel like they still got a good friendship. It's a good vibe, but like, okay, cool. I'll be a hater if they're grouped in the best top 5 podcasts in the UK.
Yeah.
I'll be a hater for that. 100%.
That's not deserved. I'm sorry.
I'd be a hater for that.
That's not fair.
But overall, I don't mind them doing a podcast. It is a podcast. Let me correct myself. It's a podcast. But for blog pages to just be posting them like that, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think Fred is better. I think it's just reality. But they pull in numbers, so I get it. But
yeah, but like,
it's
mad. If you actually look at the podcast culture, 90s are up there. They're not. They're just personalities who are up there.
But my thing is that the podcast industry is blowing up now. Like, it's blowing. You know, I said this. I want to say that I said this like 3 years back, bro. That the podcast game is going to blow up.
Mm.
It's just the influencers that are making podcasts.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we'll say, everyone should start one, but anyone can start one. It's cool, but it's like, it's back to the stat. How many episodes get past episode 3, bro?
Oh, is that
or 10? Yeah, bro.
I don't know.
Like, what was it like? I think it's about like 90% don't go past episode
50 or something.
Yeah. No, which is why I hear what you're trying to say, but they're not a podcast. They're a podcast, literally. But yeah, I'm not hating, but let's see how far it goes.
I just want anyone that's making a podcast, stick at it.
Yeah.
Like, it's unfair to get all this clout and all this money and all these deals, drink, and then just abandon it. And then there's people, I'm not going to say us, but for example, us, that are 100 episodes plus deep. And to be fair, I think we're seeing our fruit of our labor so far. We are. Yeah. We're definitely seeing it. But okay, cool. There's other podcasts that aren't seeing what maybe Chunks of Philly will see. Yeah. For example, Nice Baby.
Bro, imagine this happens. Imagine Chunks of Philly stop in like a month. And then they stop getting posted. A year down the line, Nighty still ain't getting posted. 400 episodes deep. I can hear where Fred's coming from. Like,
no, you have to see where it's coming from.
You know what I mean? Like, since 2015, 2016, I've been here every week and you ain't recognizing, man. But the thing is, what's good is they know their worth. Like, they know not getting posted on there isn't the end of the world.
No, but here's my thing. They don't need to be posted. They've got a fan base.
Exactly.
Mm. It's as simple as that. You don't need to be posted. And it's the same way, I think it was in my brother that was talking to me. He's like, bro, like, there's musicians that aren't, okay, cool. For example, at the Rema concert, yeah, I think someone did the O2. Someone did the O2 now, yeah. And then, like, there's other artists that have never done the O2, but they still got a core fan base. Like, you don't need to do all of that. Like, you got a fan base that will pay to come and see you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, for me, is that, it would be nice if the industry accepts us, because that's basically what it is, really. If the industry takes us in, that'd be nice. But for me, which I've always said, is that I would prefer people that just mess with us. Like, they, like, I don't want to use the word FW in it, but like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, they, what's another word? Cool, mess with us, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'd prefer. Like, we've got a strong core.
Yeah.
Because right now, that's what we have still. And till today, people still talk to me about the live show. I was speaking to someone yesterday about the live show. They were like, oh yeah, oh my God, I couldn't believe that these people, that amount of people came. Like, you lot really did your thing. Oh, that's your first. I'm like, bro, like, thank you.
I ain't even deeped it though, you know?
I said it to them. I was like, bro, us man haven't even deeped it.
I ain't even deeped it. I've just moved on.
We just moved on. It's bad, but like,
all glory to God. We should sit down and actually like deep it and obviously be thankful for it. But I don't know. I just feel like in best situations, the show goes on.
Literally.
Do you know what I mean? But
job's not done.
Well, no, it's job not finished, bro.
Sorry, my bad.
Job not finished. Job finished?
Job not done.
Job not finished.
Damn. Is it job not finished or job not done?
Job not finished, man. This is Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe.
You're going to get it wrong, man.
Oh, it's job not finished, though.
Anyway, guys. Got to get out of here, man.
What's that episode? What?
They're kicking us out. 104. Job. Steady it.
I've been wrong a few times. But yeah,
gotta get out of here, man. They're kicking us out.
104, man.
Yeah,
the What We Saying Pod.
Remember to like, comment, subscribe, all of that good stuff.
100%, man. Everywhere, man.
Yeah, What We Saying Pod, Insta, TikTok. Hit us up, man.
Come on, man.
See you on the building. Thanks for coming.
Tell a friend to tell a friend, by the way.
Tell your family.
Come on, man. But yeah, it's been Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustle, my people.
Stay with it. Stay
with it, man. It's been your boy Benz in the booth.
And so,
I'll see you on the next one still. Oh,